Number one, no surprise here, the heralded top 25 national prospect, quarterback, Hampton High School, Hampton, Virginia, won a state championship with Mike Smith and the Crabbers last year, Tyrod Taylor. And he's with us live from Hampton on the Casellas Hotline. First of all, we just did a list of the top five players in the state of Virginia, and no surprise, you're number one. But how does it feel to be looked at by most people in this state as the best player in the state of Virginia?
It feels good. It's just the lowest blessing to even be considered as the top player, but it feels good.
What about maintaining humility? You know, because when you sing lists like this, I know it can poof up the ego a little bit. Do you try to stay humble and make sure you keep working as hard as ever?
Yes, since I was young, my parents have always preached to me to stay humble, and I've been trying to do that to the best of my ability.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor is with us live from Hampton on the Casellas Hotline. Tyrod, what are some of the other neat honors you've gotten thus far as a football player as you enter your senior year?
I've been named the Daily Press Male Athlete of the Year since of last year. That's the Daily Press. That's the newspaper to come out in our city. Mm-hmm. I've been elected to the Elite 11 for the quarterback. I was picked third for that, and those are just some of the things, some of the honors that I've been. I can't remember all of them, but those are some of the ones that stick out the most to me.
Now, obviously, the Elite 11 camp will jump out to anyone in the country that really knows football, because names like Matt Leinart and Vince Young and Kyle Orton and Brody Croyle have gone to the Elite 11 camp out in California. What did that mean for you to get that kind of distinction?
It's a great blessing for them to even consider me to be a top quarterback in the nation. It's just great. Griffin made to mention my name.
You'll be out there in California in late July, July 24th through the 27th, with 11 other top quarterbacks in the country. How much do you think you'll learn being out there and getting that kind of instruction and teaching?
That's my main goal, to go out there and learn everything, take in everything that they teach me, and just to learn. That's my main goal, to go out there and learn a lot and bring it back to Hampton and hopefully improve with it during the season.
Tyrod Taylor with us on the Casellas Hotline, quarterback Hampton High School and the top player in the state of Virginia. Chris Wright has a question for you, Tyrod.
Yes,
just growing up in the Tidewater area, we hear all about those quarterbacks, Aaron Brooks and Michael Vick and Marcus Vick and Ronald Curry. And growing up as a kid, did you watch those guys and try to learn stuff from them and try to grow into that mold as you've gotten older?
Yes, I've watched all of them except Aaron Brooks. I was a little too young to go to his games, but I watched Michael Vick, Marcus Higgins, Ronald Curry, and all of them have inspired me to the athlete that I am right now. I've been watching them and studying their game since I was young, very young.
Which of those guys do you think you're most similar to right now?
Ronald Curry, I guess. Yeah, I think that my high school career kind of resembles Ronald Curry's a lot.
Now, your dad knows Ronald Curry, right?
Yes.
So you've met Ronald and you know him pretty well?
Yes, that's one of my best friends.
That's probably a pretty good best friend to have, huh?
Yes.
So of all the guys you mentioned, the Vicks, and we talked about Aaron Brooks and Ronald Curry, we've heard that Ronald Curry is sort of the stuff of legend, that in high school he might have been the best of all of them. What do you think? Is he the cream of the crop?
Yes, I think that he is the best athlete to come out from around here, the ones that I've seen. I've seen a little of Allen Iverson, but I've watched a lot of Ronald Curry, and he's one of the best to come from around here.
The best seat in the house and the Sabre.com present the top five for 2007. Number one, numero uno, the top dog, no surprise, Tyrod Taylor, our guest on the Casellas Hotline. Let's talk about your summer plans, Tyrod. You mentioned the Elite 11 camp. What other camps? What other things are you doing? Is there any time for vacation? What's the summer look like?
It's not really that much time for vacation. But camps-wise, I think we're going to go to a couple team camps. I don't know which ones yet, but the Elite 11, I'm just working out right now, working out every day, lifting and running and throwing the football with my receivers to prepare myself for the Elite 11. I know we're going to throw a lot of footballs out there.
Yeah, there are great high school coaches, and then there's your coach, Mike Smith, who really is a legendary high school coach. You all will go for back-to-back state championships this fall. What's it like to play for Mike Smith? What kind of guy is he?
He's a great man. He loves to teach. He doesn't show any favoritism to any player. It doesn't matter how high the media say you are or anything. He treats everyone fairly, and great coach.
What kind of system overall on offense do you all run at Hampton?
It's basically a balance. Whatever is going on that night, whether we're running good or whether we're throwing good, he'd like to base it off how we come out at the beginning of the game.
So for those people that look at Tyrod Taylor and compare you directly to Ronald Curry or Marcus Vick or Michael Vick and say you're a running quarterback, is that a little bit inaccurate? Are you a quarterback who has the ability to run, but you're not necessarily a running quarterback, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I believe. I know that I can run, but I like to throw first, and that's what I try to do when I get out to a lot of these camps. I just wanted to show people that I can throw and I can make a lot of the throws. Because I know on my film or when you read the newspaper, you might hear me running for a lot, but I think that I'm a better thrower than I am a runner.
So you're a better thrower in your eyes than you are a runner. Is throwing the most improved part of your game over the last couple of years?
Yes, it is. What
have you worked on? What specific things with your mechanics have you worked on?
Drop work, feet work, just getting back to my drops quicker so I can read the defense quicker.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor, live from Hampton, with us on the best seat in the house. He was number one. Peter Lalek, another quarterback, number two on our Sabre.com and best seat in the house top five list. Tyrod, we're going to get into specific schools in this recruiting process in just a second. Overall, what has the recruiting process been like for you? Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I've been taking it all in. I've been taking it to the head and nothing. Just grateful that all these schools are looking at me and considering me as a great player. But right now, I'm just taking it all in.
Can you put your finger on how many phone calls and text messages you think you receive in one day or one week?
Oh, man, I receive a lot of text messages. I receive a lot of phone calls, but I get it.
What's your favorite text message? Is there one that jumps out to you where you went, wow, he really said that?
No, I can't really think of them, man.
All right, so I talked to your dad a couple days ago, and your dad said you're going to make your college decision before the year starts. What's the timeline to get the college choice done?
Between July 15th and July, I'm going to try to get it before I go to the Elite 11.
Okay. Are you guys going to try to do it on TV, set something up with ESPN or something like that?
I don't know. Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to figure out right now.
When I talked to your father, he mentioned, you know, there's some people who want you to make the decision out in California at the Elite 11, but for you and your family, family's very important, right, to have them around when you make this big decision?
Yes, I would want my family to know first. That's why I want to get it done before I go out there. I don't want to get out there and make the announcement, then my family fell out like I didn't tell them or nothing. But that's why I want to do it here first.
So the official countdown for Tyrod Taylor is on because this is June 12th. So we're talking about maybe somewhere between 4 and 5 or 4 and 6 weeks until you make your college announcement. Who's made the list of finalists? Who are the key schools on the Tyrod Taylor list right now?
Virginia Tech, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina State. Those
are the four right now.
Yes, sir.
Virginia was in it early on, but did it hurt their chances when they took the commitment from Peter Lalek?
I don't want to say it hurt their chances, but I mean that was how my boy. But yeah, you can say that they kind of when he committed, it kind of dropped off my board just a little bit.
Was it important that a school like Virginia Tech was the first team to offer you and said you are our number one guy and the only quarterback on our list that we're recruiting?
Yes, because since then they haven't recruited another quarterback. They haven't lied, or they told me the truth since the first day.
How comfortable overall do you feel with Coach Beamer and their coaching staff?
I feel very comfortable with them and all the other schools that I talked to, but I really feel comfortable with Coach Beamer and the coaching staff at Virginia Tech.
Let me throw something out there. We keep reading these stories and these posts on message boards that say that Tyrod Taylor has already committed to Virginia Tech. True or false?
That's false.
Do you laugh at that stuff when you see it?
I don't really read the internet that much. Some of my friends do, but I don't really read the internet that much.
Was the plan to commit earlier, and you've just decided to push this decision back a little bit?
No, I knew I wanted to get it before the season started, but I didn't know when. But I just knew I wanted to get it before the season started.
So tell me, when you make that decision in 4 or 5 weeks, how's it going to be? Are you going to be one of those guys that has like 5 hats across the table, and you pick one up and do a little play action fake, or is it going to be low key? How do you think you're going to do it?
No, when I do it, I know I'm not going to play around with the schools because I think that's kind of disrespectful, kind of. But whatever school I pick, that's the hat that I'm going to pick up or tell me whatever I choose to do. But I'm not going to mess around with it.
Let me just say something real fast. Good for you. I think that's the right way to do it.